Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Been a big day of sports news with Nathan Eovaldi being the biggest. Unfortunately, he's going to miss the season with a strained rotator cuff. The good news is it will not impact next year, and he actually could be available if the Rangers are able to play into October. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for that as we get an edition of the finest with the Chief. Here he is.
Yes, sir. All right, let's start with the Cowboys. Walcha, give me the good news.
All right, so we're getting a jersey change here. Jaden Blue, per himself, going back to the number 23, which he wore in Texas.
Right to the source.
There you go.
Boom. Letting us know. Now, it's a bummer for Buddy Johnson fans out there. Obviously, Buddy Johnson, former Texan A&M Aggie. Did not make the roster. He was wearing the 23. But Jaden Blue going from the 34 he wore in preseason back to the 23, and it just feels right. He does wear the hell out of that 23.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
I wonder if that means Buddy Johnson's not on the practice squad.
Well, if he is,
he's going to get a new number.
Get a new number.
Yeah. Yeah, the number stuff. Okay, so Ezeraku is going to be another guy we monitor here. He clearly wanted to change his number when we sat down with him in Oxnard. And then Zion Childress might be starting nickel corner night one in Filthy. He was wearing 48 all preseason. Yeah. There's no way he wants to continue wearing that number. Now, he was number 11 in college. So
don't think he's going to get the 11, but there might not be an 11 on the field.
Maybe Jerry just says, you know what, bleep this. Have his number. Take it.
Switch it.
And he'll take
it. I think Ezeraku would want Donovan Wilson's number 6, right? That's what he wore in college.
Yes.
That is what he wore in college.
So that's probably a no-go zone there, but looking forward to seeing those. It's funny, The Athletic actually had an article talking with some of the new, the rookie coaches in the NFL. It was Kellen Moore, Liam Cohen, and our very own Brian Schottenheimer just asking them questions about the adjustment now, year one as a head coach. And they said, what's the silliest thing that's come across your desk that you had no idea fell under head coaching responsibilities? Schottenheimer said, well, I would say it's not silly, but I do think it's something that's new. And even experienced head coaches probably have to deal with it. And that's these damn single-digit jersey numbers that all these guys want. So apparently he had a bunch of guys that was coming in like saying, like, I should have that number. I should have that number. And he's like, hey, I'm sorry. There's not much I can do about that.
But yeah, I'm going to spend zero time on that, boss. That's something you're going to get figured out.
That's something he had to apparently deal with.
Talk amongst yourselves, fight amongst yourselves, ask Jerry. I got no time for this.
Still not as bad as what the 90s general manager had to deal with in San Francisco when Charles Haley knocked on his door.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, that
anybody
was something,
dealing with Charles, that was a toughie.
Something crazy that came across the old desky pop.
Somebody in that that building has experience cleaning up messes on the boss's desk, no doubt about it.
Yeah, everybody's got to have a cleanup guy.
Been there before.
So what do you guys make of Shoddy saying he had a productive hour-long conversation with Micah? about a number of topics, including how he acted during the final preseason game, but said he will keep those conversations and details private, and he had no assurances when or if Parsons will be practicing this week.
Yeah, I think, you know, this one goes to, if you really want to be a leader, that can't happen again. I don't care if it's for 5 seconds or 5 minutes or three quarters, whatever time you were down laying, like, you have teammates who are on the field playing for their careers. Do you think they wouldn't like running back to the sideline and seeing Micah Parsons there swinging a towel or high-fiving or just being involved in any way? And do you think a quote-unquote leader would ever be photographed doing what you were doing? You know, I think this goes to self-awareness and your stated goals. Like, I don't want to hear anything else about you being a leader of this football team because I'm looking for somebody else if this is anywhere in your toolkit.
Yeah, it's crazy. We've seen the full end of the spectrum here. Like, I don't want you to go full CD Lamb and you take a back shot from a referee. But at the same time, I don't want you laying down on the training table snoozing because you don't care and you're pouting.
At least pretend like you're engaged.
Somewhere in the middle is where I want you. Maybe just go stand next to Dak during the game. He's probably going to be hashtag doing the right thing. Picking up trash, you know, supporting his teammates, not getting truck sticked by refs, also not taking a napski.
Yeah, like, we're going to have your back constantly, and whatever you got to get sorted out, we're going to support you. But, you know, I think this goes to why Shoddy felt it was so important to keep him involved to the extent that he did at OTAs, and they had a nice agreement going. I don't know if Shoddy or the players are protecting Micah as much as they were. Now that we get closer, I think their emphasis is shifting more to, like, what can Micah do for the team than how do we support Micah? Now's the time to go.
It is interesting. How do they do their frustrations go to Micah or do they go to Jerry it was back in the day with the Emmett stuff? Like, bro, you get this figured out. We need this guy.
How many veteran players thought that the Cowboys would cave on this? You know, if you're thinking about Micah contract big and you kind of have a history of these contracts that they've done.
Sounds like Dak still thinks so from what he said yesterday.
I just wonder how many players who've lived this. Not lived their contracts, but lived the being on the Cowboys that they were like, Michael, come in, they'll cave.
Well, Dak had to get tagged, and then wait until second tag's in play. So I think from their perspective, like, Micah's doing this prematurely, and Micah's withholding from the team more than any of his predecessors. So I could see, like, the roster already annoyed by Micah's podcasting, which we've heard about, and
sure.
You know, I think this is a continuation or an advancement of that. I think Micah's hold on being a leader or being a well-respected member of the team might be more in peril.
I just wonder if being the highest paid player means you have to be the leader.
It doesn't. I mean, I think that goes back to Corey Seager on the Rangers.
Yeah.
Corey Seager is not a very vocal person. He's not going to be gathering the team and giving them a pregame speech.
Closed-door meeting guy.
It's not going to happen. That's why when he had that drop-the-mic moment, you know, at the World Series parade, where he takes the shot at the Astros, the reaction from everybody on the stage was like, holy, because it's Corey Seager. We don't see him do this. When he shows the emotion after hitting that home run in game one of the World Series, you don't see that emotion from him. You can't force it. I've always felt that Mike is trying to force the leadership stuff. It either comes natural or it's not. And for him, I don't think it is. I think he talks the talk and he wants to vocalize it. And that's okay if he's not that leader. We just need you to be a great player on the football field, which he is.
Yeah.
But don't also pretend and act like you are this leader guy. And I think there's some players in that locker room that do love him. I think there's others that don't like him. And that's not going to change.
But it is interesting that the Joneses have made that sort of a mandate.
The leadership
factor of it all. That's what they've talked about plenty.
Yeah, it's clear that they want it and Shoddy wants it. You know, I think it would go to like what Jimmy Johnson would say to the media back in the day. Like, you don't have to help me row this boat, but you're not going to be poking holes in it. And, you know, I think if you're trying to build this special culture that, hey, being on the Cowboys is different and Shoddy's going to create this vibe and this energy, this is something that we're going to do for you and we're going to have your back. But you also have to be willing to sacrifice for the team in some way. And, you know, you are still getting paid a tremendous amount of money for 1 year of football, $24 million. I just don't know how you could say you're a team player, you're in it for anybody but yourself if you're not one to show up for practice and, you know, try to get this thing done. We're going to have George Pickens for 1 year. After this year, the offense might go back to completely unwatchable. And this is the opportunity to cement a legacy. I don't see how you could look at the future of Micah Parsons with the Cowboys in any of the next 3 or 4 years and know for sure there's going to be a better opportunity. This team's kind of lost their ability to draft well.
Yeah, I mean, well said, 100%. This whole thing is absolutely maddening, but it is also fascinating at the same time to see how this all develops as we approach week one here. And the most bet ticket right now for NFL week one?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia to cover the 7.
Oh, 7.
Yeah, dude, they're a touchdown favorite
right now.
Cowboys
plus 7, you fade that, man. That is the play.
Yeah, this is just this Captain Obvious statement. He can't go into Philadelphia and get beat 44-6. You know, you can't have one of those games. You just, I mean, and I'm talking about Schottenheimer. You know, he needs, if somehow they could find a way to win this game, that would be tremendous. But they just can't go in there and get embarrassed. That just, because he's.
If you keep it close at like 31-27,
I mean, he's.
That'd be encouraging.
He's fighting for credibility. You know, He's trying to do all the right things to be a player's coach and, you know, and believe in communication and all that. And you just wonder if this season ends poorly, does he change who he is? I think one of the refreshing things about him is how really open and honest he is with the media, you know, and talking about, you know, what he deals with the players and stuff. And I really want to see him succeed, but man, he's got to have a good season this year. Just to build for next year and the next year after that, where, you know, things that he's pushing for could be like, oh, and the players like the buy-in. Players, if they know they have a buy-in, they tend to play a lot better. But if this thing is 3-14 or something terrible like that, it's going to be really, really tough. It's going to be really, really tough, and there'll be more and more questions about him and why he was hired and does everything that he was trying to do as a player's coach really work.
So yesterday we had the Baldy breakdown of the defensive tackle in New York with the Pop. Giants there.
Pop Chapman.
Pop, he gone.
Moonlighting as a fullback. He, of course, did not make the Giants roster. No. So we won't have to worry about him making chin music with Kenneth Murray or whatever in week two. Jack Sanborn. I don't know. I think Giants fans are pretty ticked off about it from what I've seen on Twitter. Now to college football, as it is upon us. Don't we have Danny Cannell hopping on with us? Is that tomorrow?
Yeah, that's either tomorrow or Thursday. Let me check real quick.
He's a Thursday guy.
That's
going to
be awesome, dude. Yeah, he's a thirsty Thursday guy for sure.
Typically a hump day guy.
He's ready to get rocking and rolling for some college football, and we all are. We'll get to the pettiness here in a moment, but I want to turn our attention.
That's tomorrow at 4 for Cannell.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Someday.
Let's go. Let's go to Fox 7 in Austin, where Arch Manning is being asked how he and the team is planning on dealing with having the target on their back.
Target's not on our back. We have the red dot on everyone else.
I mean, what a mic drop bar.
Such a good line.
I mean, if you're a Texas fan,
yeah,
this is absolutely – that's – everything you want to hear right there.
You think this just guy's quick, been around a podium before?
Poignant. Yes, he's already better at the mic than Peyton and Eli could ever dream to be. Mm.
Sniper rifle celebration must be still good in the SEC.
Yeah, he understands.
It just means more in the SEC. Yeah. Put that red dot on him.
Sure does.
That red dot's coming to the shoe.
Pew, pew. Just don't have that quote once you make it to the NFL.
A lot of,
No, they'll probably find you.
Yeah. Reference to a sniper rifle in a pregame press conference that's 15 grand.
Standing in a duck blind or deer blind a lot, probably.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that game, you have the Fox Big Noon kickoff show that is going to be on site.
Is Portnoy kicked out of Ohio State Stadium? Is he not going to be able to be a part of this? Did I read that right?
Yeah, that's what's being alleged here.
Or is he just
now the
making
AD
it?
At Ohio State says this is false.
Okay, well then.
Portnoy says, nope, you definitely have banned me from coming into the stadium, and you've also banned Barstool from coming to the campus.
Yeah, so Portnoy is the El Presidente of Barstool
Sports.
He's
a Michigan alum.
He's a big-time Michigan rabid fan.
Yeah. And gives them a lot of money.
Yes, he's a donor, and he's super anti-Buckeye, but now he's supposed to be a part of the Fox pregame show, and they're going to be at the shoe, and the reports were that, yeah, Ohio State banned Portnoy from being at the shoe to do his job with Fox, and then as Wolchuk mentioned, the AD, Ross Bjork, came out and said, no, that's patently false. So now who do we believe? I don't know. I could see both these guys lying to my face. But fact of the matter is the pettiness between Ohio State and Michigan is still as thick as ever.
I love it.
I'd say you want a security detail if you are going in there. That's one of the most dangerous environments for rivalry fans. Ohio State? Yeah. Brutal.
Would you rather go to Ohio State in a Michigan shirt or filthy in a Cowboy shirt?
You have no chance if you go with Dallas to the filthy deal.
Yeah, I'd rather do the. I've been to Ohio State, not in a Michigan. And if you wear blue at any time, like you're going to end up getting something there. Yeah. But I'd rather take my chances doing that than going to an Eagles game.
Yeah, that, like I told you guys many a day, you just don't tell people where you're from up there, especially if you're from Dallas. They do not take very kindly to us at all.
Yeah, that's something that honestly you appreciate about the way that they approach things. Yeah.
Thank you, Chief.
Home field advantage is real.
The football finest is in the books. We'll get into the expressway coming up next. G bag of the day at 5:30, but Cowboy Cutdown Day and a lot of headlines coming off of that. We'll give you what they did and why they did it coming up next year to the G bag Nation fam.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
All right, welcome back. It's time to hit the expressway. We're going commercial-free to the top. G-Bag of the Day coming up in about 6 minutes. Segment is brought to you by the on-time experts, and it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Most dangerous places to be a road fan. Texter 972 said he wore a Zeke jersey to Houston 1 year, and they busted the driver's side window on his rental vehicle. That sounds extreme. I didn't know the rivalry cut that deep. Maybe that was some there was Rangers Astros hate or something like that. But hey, it's state rights, and I think at that point it's just like it's just like a random stupidity, right? Vandalism. We got a drunkenness.
I'm embarrassed to say this. Back in the 70s, we lost a playoff game to the Rams at Old Texas Stadium. My buddy was driving the van. There were a bunch of us piled into this van, and we had probably a little too much to drink.
Yeah, Mardi Gras Brian was in full
glory. Mardi Gras Brian, and then we lost the game. Mm. And like nobody's saying anything, and my buddy's driving a van, and all of a sudden he just throws the van into park and jumps out. Mm. And we look back what's going on, and a guy had a Rams jersey on. And he went over there and knocked the guy out.
Oh, man.
I mean, literally the guy was after the game. Like, he was just
Celebrating and walking.
And my friend just jumped out of the van, put the thing in park, and hit this guy. And we're like, what did you do? And he's just, I couldn't stand it. I couldn't say, you know, and it's that old school Rams jersey, the white with the blue numbers, and it's a pretty jersey and all. But
I'll tell you,
he just saw that guy. And he's like, I couldn't take it.
Well, I'm walking out of the Cotton Bowl, a Texas fan, after OU came back, beat Texas, and this Texas fan's hammered, and he's like, man, if an OU guy says the wrong thing to me, I'm starting to fight. I'm going to jail tonight.
Yeah.
That's
the energy, man.
You're liquored up, and you just lost your rival. Yeah, yeah, things get heated.
I remember the feeling walking out of the Globe, the original ballpark in 2010 after game one against the Yankees of the ALCS. The Yankees win the game, and Rangers fans are frustrated. Yankees fans are being full obnoxious, like East Coast guy. I know a lot of people had violent tendencies, you know, that evening out there at the Globe. It just does something to you different when you see, you know, your rivals fans celebrating a victory, especially in your own house. It is tough, but most of it can be chalked up to, you know, drunken fandom. Okay, just to reset the story, Nathan Eovaldi out for the year, shoulder strain, and you know that one's tough. He could come back if they make a deep playoff run, but obviously the chances of that are decreasing significantly. Brian Schottenheimer saying still confident Micah Parsons is going to play week one, but said it's hard to imagine he'd play 75 snaps against Philly, so he would be somewhat limited.
Situational, maybe like what you're talking about with Diggs, right?
You're
trying to think of a situational way to play.
I mean, clearly two of your best defensive players, I think you got to try to keep them under 30 to have any chance of winning. And maybe you don't feel like you need that for every series, for every play, but some of that I think could go a long way to helping. I mean, you get some pressure and a turnover, and now maybe you're actually talking about dealing the win of the week in the entire league to yourselves. But you know, to me that's where it gets to be a little bit frustrating for the teammates, is we've all been cramming and doing everything possible, and you know, we have one player who's trying to come back from injury. You salute Trayvon Diggs, but at this point I think you are messing with the relationships of those in your locker room if you're not going to be ready to play week one. Okay, Perry and Winfrey said that apparently he felt like he had been cut to at least one reporter, and that was the report at about 1:45 this afternoon. Perry and Winfrey was not going to make the team, but when Shoddy got up there, he said he basically kind of played a trick on him, and Winfrey came into that meeting in the coach's office thinking he'd been cut. But Shoddy said eventually he gave him the good news, and Winfrey reacted quite emotionally, just elated that his NFL career was going to continue here with the Cowboys. And Shoddy said, you turn the film on, and that man is a badass, disruptive football player. That would have been shocking. And actually, Brian was on fire in crosstalk reading the Cowboys the Riot Act for making this decision to move on from him.
Yeah, you know, and I owe the Cowboys front office an apology for that, because I thought, man, how do you walk away from this particular player? Because every practice, every game, and he, my man had a sack. I say my man, He had a sack playing defensive end the other day. He normally plays defensive tackle, and just on a like a pass rush, they said, oh, let's kick him out to left end. And he had a sack in that. He's just relentless the way he plays. He plays with power. He's able to get rid of blockers. He in this scheme, he is going to help because of his ability to attack gaps and play with strength, and that's what they need.
The time we got to see him in Oxnard, he looked like one of the better defensive tackles you'll see out there.
Yeah. He can penetrate, man. He understands that front. Yeah,
yeah. Huge win for the Cowboys front office to find this guy. And you're right, perfect fit for Eberflus.
Absolutely.
On Mozzie said he had two really good practices last week, and then the preseason game was good. Said he never feels pressure from the front office to keep guys. He said it's not something he thinks about because it's collaborative. And I just hope that they're right on Mozzie, and they're not just keeping him around to help the Cowboys front office ego of moving on from a guy they drafted in round one just a couple of years ago. But I do believe most every other team in the NFL would have moved on from him by now. Said Joe Milton's their backup, but they're not done looking around the league at the position. I thought Joe settled in. He said we feel good about his direction and where he can go. And then on Revel, no timetables. Mm. He's doing everything in his power, working hard. When you watch him work and start to move, you see what we loved about him in the draft. He said they don't want to rush him back, especially since he's a young player. Quote, we're going to take our time, and when we feel like he's ready, he will play. But that is the rookie third-round pick, the cornerback. Brian, you had him in your top 40 players. He just fell to the third round because he was injured.
Yeah, the injuries. And if you'd watched him play, matter of fact, if he's healthy, Dallas would have never saw him. I don't think, unless because
he was one of the first round.
Yeah, he was one of the best cornerbacks skill wise, and you know, when you watch him play, as how he physically looked, how he moved, how he tackled, everything about him is such a positive player.
All righty, it's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G bag of the day.
It is. What's up? What up? What up? What up? What's good, people? How y'all feeling today?
You changing the channel there when you got the call?
Actually, I was doing this little nasal stick. Nasal stick.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Those are magical.
Yeah, they're sure pretty good, man. All right, this is G-Bag of the Day. We get to it every day on the Fan about 5:30. It's presented by Berkey's Plumbing, AC, and Electrical. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. You can find me at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Vacated title today. So all of these contestants, you will hear a brand new Bobby put on his cape for the G-Baggers and went five times. So shout out to Bobby right there.
Salute.
All right, here we go. Let's start. I'm going to just start right up here at the top. This kid, Jacob Wilson, playing for the A's.
Okay.
You guys heard of him?
Yes.
Okay. He's in his bag lately.
He is in
11
his
home runs.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, see, he was playing Seattle the other day, and Jacob Wilson hit his 11th home run, and the Mariners have like a little version of Jared Sandler, a little young broadcaster in there getting his chops together, and he was heartbroken. He already went home run this one.
And pitch. Hit out into left field.
Russell, what are we doing?
Why?
You can think of it as being very lucky or
what
very
is going on around here, Russell?
Russell?
Man. It's just sad.
What happens when Cal Raleigh finds out about this?
I don't know.
Okay, hey, tell you what, I won't tell him if you don't tell him. Deal? Angie, you in on this?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I like it. I mean, I think this is just sad is the best call I have actually ever heard. To call a Jacob Wilson home run.
Oh, shit.
This is just sad. Yeah, he went homer already, man. Yeah. Do your thing, bro. I want to hear one more time.
And a pitch.
And a pitch.
Oh, hit out into left field.
Lean into a full homer.
Yeah, man, go with it, bro. Go with it. All right, let's see what else we got right here. Boom, ba do, doom, ba do, doom. You guys ever fix the change the light bulbs?
Yeah.
and the ceiling fan.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to take whatever's covering those light bulbs off first before you can get to the light bulbs.
Right. Yep.
All right. So it can be a process.
Absolutely.
Is what I'm saying.
It's so weird how difficult that thing is to get back on there, too.
Yeah. The screws. Yeah. You try to hold one side and the screw didn't go right. So now you can't line this one up on the other side. It can get weird on you.
I will tell you what, changing a battery in a smoke detector is a no-go for me. I can't get the thing back up on the wall.
Yeah.
I can't.
Arms get tired, don't they?
You gotta get the turn right.
I always mess up the turn, but I have to. I put it on the ground because I can't. I just can't. You really? Know,
the brother's up there holding his elbow as he reaches up.
Yeah, that's annoying.
I can't.
His shoulder's cooking.
I ripped one off one time just because I was so frustrated with it.
Oh no!
Yeah, I couldn't get it back on.
Yeah,
got frustrated.
Well, back to ceiling fans. Sorry, the light bulbs and everything. Oh no, she is.
Squirrel.
His dad right here crashes out while he's changing the light bulbs in the ceiling fan.
Oh, I see.
Breathing heavy.
No, you don't.
God. Hellhole. I hate this house. I hate everything about this place. I despise this house, man. Nobody helps me around here. All y'all do is sit around. Shine the light up here so I can see.
All y'all do is sat around.
Everyone can relate to that.
Shine the light up here so I can see.
We've all seen a dad crash out like that. Maybe we've been guilty of it ourselves. Yep. You're just looking around, and now you just need to take it out on anyone that's around you.
That's really good.
Thanks a lot for your help, huh? And they're laughing at you.
There's no such thing as gender roles until it's time for dad to do the fixing around the house.
Yep.
They're taking the garbage out. Now it's time to be a traditional dad. And cook. And pay all the bills. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
No, going to the other side of the pond right here where this man got assaulted. Yeah. His Jamaican neighbor said, suck your mother.
What?
Insult in Jamaican patois for sure. Insult.
Yeah.
So they got into it. I'd just like to hear him explain what happened.
Hold on. Just quickly. Has anybody been injured?
Yes, he hit me. Hit on my face.
Where?
In front of my son. And he said, I have to suck my mother.
Ooh.
Yeah. No, for me, it's not a good thing.
No.
So I'm asking him if you did something with your mother or not. Did you do something like this?
Did you do something like this with your mother?
For me, it's not a good thing.
I love that. I love that.
That might be my vote right there.
That's amazing.
Loose me! Loose me! Loose me!
I like this one right here because these guys got caught fishing in a private pond.
No.
Oh, man, I love it because it's fishing.
Yeah.
I think my dad wants to go fishing this Saturday at Canton. He invited me fishing, right?
Canton's a good place to go.
Oh, it's great. I'm pretty sure he's got an awesome place. He was telling me about it. You know, he's telling dreams as he do, you know. But then he was like, so be over here about 4:30 in the morning.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're going to use your truck.
Yeah.
We're going to take your truck.
You're driving.
Okay, you invited me to use my truck. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Pops, I see what you're doing.
Better be biting.
Yeah, they got caught fishing in a private pond. I like his excuse. Check this out.
Got permission.
Yeah.
Written permission from Trey Taylor.
Trey Taylor?
Crew tractor.
Oh, crew tractor.
Yeah. Who told you could fish here?
I thought it was state property.
State?
Yeah.
This?
Yeah.
State?
It ain't.
Hit the road, dude. This ain't no state property. This is private property.
Oh,
what
okay.
What is your name? Man, I want your name.
Huh?
So I can call down and see who gave you permission.
My name?
On state property.
My name, Hubert.
Last name?
Jones.
Last.
Hubert Jones.
That's a great
state
name.
Property. I ain't never heard of that before in my life. And a man just called me and called Trey and said, Trey, they're fishing in the pond. He said, lock them up.
Oh, man.
Lock them up.
We better leave, man.
You better leave, because I can tell you, he's going to call it off.
You better leave.
Don't get stuck now.
Don't you worry about it.
Yeah, for real.
You better worry about you get stuck by the law.
Wow.
How many teeth do you think that guy's got?
Say, I don't know. He's kind of putting off some Lou Holtz stuff with her. Yeah.
Very
good. Going on there.
Kind of lispy.
Yeah.
I didn't hear the question. What did you say?
How many teeth do you think he has?
Oh. Yeah, that's a good question.
Maybe 12.
That's a good question. Yeah.
A lot of saliva.
A lot going on.
Lock him up.
State.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah.
State.
It ain't.
Hit the road, hey. Dude. This ain't no hit state property. This is private property.
Private property.
Yeah, I get
tell
them
about that gun line, boss.
Oh.
Private property.
Private property here, boy.
Lock him up.
All right, time to vote?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, is it Jacob Wilson? Is A's homer with young Wilson on the call? Young Russell on the call. Is it dad crashing out, changing the light bulbs? Man at the park got assaulted after being told to suck his mother? Or the other way around? A guy's caught fishing in a private pond. Private property. Okay, I'm going to go with the dad crashing out, changing the light bulb. Speaks to me, Chief. How about you?
I'll go with the guy who had to do something weird to his mom.
Okay, yes, Lucius?
This is private property.
We're tied at one, Woolchuck.
I think I got to go with our Jamaican guy.
Okay. At the park?
No, the mom. Yeah, the mom deal.
Okay, yes, sir. And brought us.
I'm going to think, the Jamaican thing.
Okay, by a score of 3-1-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion, Guy at the Park, got assaulted. If you ever miss the champ, you can tune in about 2:20 daily. Lucius replays the champ for you right before Woolchuck's top 10. It's time now to stay in the Pimp Cup where Lucius has L.A. Live.
It's a Toxic Tuesday right after the great Rick James. Suck your mother.
All right, she says.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get
high. When's the last time you... I was just thinking this. When's the last time you talked to... what's her name? Your friend. She got, like, curly hair. You know what I'm talking about?
I have many friends with curly hair.
The thick one.
The thick one?
Yeah.
Think she got brown eyes? What?
You think she has brown eyes, but you know for sure she's thick?
Yeah, she's thick.
You know for sure she's thick.
I know for sure she's thick. You know what I'm talking about.
But you
about?
Don't
what's
know
her, name?
Her eye color.
What's her name?
But you know about her ass.
Why are you getting loud? What are you talking about ass?
You just described... You said, what's that friend's name? The thick one.
She I'm not talking about her ass. Eyes. I'm talking about her old body's thick. She's bigger bone, like bigger bone. The thick one. Everything about her's thick.
Everything.
Look at you. Think I'm talking about ass. If I was talking about ass, I would have said Stephanie.
Yeah.
I know Stephanie.
Hey, this is LA Live for Tuesday, August 26th, 2025. It is a Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. Welcome in first time, last time, and long time listeners of the station. My name is LA. This is LA Live again. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is Greystone-Roofing.com. Before we get into it, did y'all see that someone is selling the white boots that Lil Nas X had on during his strut down Ventura Boulevard? Oh,
that's awesome. Collector's item.
They're selling the white boots.
That's it was a rollout for the boots.
That's evidence.
Hell yeah.
Size 13. They're selling them at $10,000 right now. It's listed on eBay.
Mm.
Lil Nas X was in custody at this time that these boots went up for sale. So who is selling the boots?
The police.
LAPD, you're looking kind of funny in the light, bro. You're looking kind of funny in the light.
They didn't give him his boots back?
No, I guess not, man. I wonder if he got to keep his underwear, too. I heard he stripped down naked, so.
But if he would have been in Texas, that boot would have been up his ass.
Well, put a boot in your ass. All right, I just wanted to know who's selling those boots. LA Live 105.3 The Fan Toxic Tuesday. Since President Trump has had the National Guard deployed in D.C., some crimes have gone down, people. Some crimes have gone down. I must note that violent crime was already on a downward trend in D.C. prior to deployment, lowest level in 30 years, in fact. So, got to be objective right here before I get into all these facts. Got to be objective. Washington, D.C. has experienced 12 consecutive days without a homicide since the National Guard was in there.
That'd be a record, huh?
Actually, the record was in March. It went 16 days.
Oh, wow.
Without a murder. But I think the 12 streak is over with because somebody lost their life last night.
Oh, no.
Somebody lost their life.
Who got them?
Yeah, somebody got them. I don't know, man. There's been over 1,000 arrests have been made since the federal crime crackdown began in D.C. with 86 of those arrests. With 86 arrests and 10 illegal guns seized. Okay. Over 1,000 arrests have been made since the federal crime crackdown began with 86. Come on, man. The media's trash.
Lazy.
media is trash right there. It's kind of weird. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, 86 arrests, apparently. 10 illegal guns seized. Carjackings have decreased 83% in those days. 46% decrease in robberies. That's pretty good, man. 21 on car thefts and 22 decrease in overall violent crime.
Didn't the president say he's going to send them now to Chicago? And the guy from Illinois?
President Trump said Chicago is next.
Yeah.
A lot of people in D.C. saying get out of here, but this guy right here is a fan of it.
Yeah, FBI, DEA, ICE, it's all that outside in Washington, D.C. I don't even got to look over my shoulder no more. I'm walking around with this shit. I ain't hiding none of this. I'm walking blocks with this motherfucker. Listen, jump out on me if you want. I'm going to scream. They're going to be here in 33 seconds. As soon as you tell them about, get that shit up. Ah! They're going to help this shit out me. Good God almighty, boy. I got some motherfucking help. Some backup. Look, they right here. Look. I could just scream. They're going to help me.
I guess there are some benefits to living in a police state.
It might be coming here soon, pretty soon. Yeah. Trump said Chicago is next. Chicago, by the way, is number 22 on the FBI's list when it comes to the murder rate. Number 22.
22.
Number 22 right there. Think about that. Mobile, Alabama, still number one. Little Rock, Arkansas. Will they send the troops to Little Rock? Are the troops coming to Deep Ellum? Well, we see tanks and troops in Deep Ellum. And how would you feel about that if you walked out there? Would you feel safe? Or would you be like, oh my God, we're in a police state, Sam?
Man, I would feel slightly intimidated. I would feel like, man, this isn't cool. I don't want to live in a country that requires this much of a military police presence. I guess that's how I would feel.
Word to her.
Intimidating for sure.
Yeah,
you get a tank out there.
Yeah.
It's like
tank.
Not something you see every day.
Kalamazoo, number 8. And he's talking about putting guns on these troops, too, by the way. Putting guns on these troops. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kalamazoo, number 8. I wonder if they're going to go to Kalamazoo. Springfield, Missouri.
I'd say you should start at the top. You know,
Mobile,
work your way down.
Just go with the numbers. Where homicides per capita. We're coming to your town,
man. I've been to Mobile a bunch. I've been to Mardi Gras there a bunch. I always felt pretty safe in Mobile. I don't know why. I just did. Maybe everybody was just as hammered as I was.
Just happy and in a good mood.
Yeah, everybody was in a great mood. Yeah, strange.
Yeah, what else? Anchorage, Alaska, number 18.
I believe that.
Think they'll go through on Anchorage?
I believe that.
A lot of missing people there.
Just think we're going to see them go through on Anchorage. Look at this
guy.
It'd be like the
movie Red Dawn.
Yeah.
Hiding out in the bushes and stuff, in the trees.
Just waiting to see, man. Just waiting to see. I wonder why he's picking certain cities.
Oh, yeah.
He's not jumping all over these other cities.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Which cities has he chosen so far?
These cities that have a D.
D.
D next to the guy's name.
Yeah, D.C. He wants Baltimore. He's coming for Chicago.
You're a Democratic leader.
But so far, it's just been D.C.
So far, it's been D.C.
Clean up my home.
But, you know, we shall see, says the blind man. Hey! LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Toxic Tuesday. Uncle Snoop Dogg. Hold on, before I get into Snoop Dogg, let me do this.
My uncle.
A shizzle dizzle.
Ha ha.
It's the Big Nap Tizzle with a Snoopy Deal Double Jizzle.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg.
That's weed. That's weed.
See, walk Teddy.
Snoop Dogg.
They all have buzzed out.
Yeah. See, walk Teddy.
Hey.
Snoop Dogg.
Uncle Snoop Dogg took his grandkids to see the new Toy Story movie.
Yeah, he did.
You guys, anybody see that yet?
Not the new one, but I heard about this.
Spinoff Toy Story called Lightyear. I guess it's about Buzz Lightyear.
I mean, Lightyear came out a couple years ago.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Spinoff of Toy Story called Lightyear. That's what the story says. Snoop was on the It's Giving podcast. Okay. It's Giving. By the way, that's what my sister loves to say. Like when you think you fly or you said something cool, she's like, it's not giving what you think is giving, dear. It's not giving what you think is giving. By the way, shout out to her. She put doctor in front of her name again for some reason. I seen her today on, posted it on
she's
Facebook.
She's got double doctorate degrees?
Yeah. Wow. I don't know what happened. I got to go find
smart,
out.
Smart.
Yep. Snoop was on the It's Giving podcast talking about his movie experience. Check this out.
I took my grandson to see, what was the movie with Buzz Lightyear?
Toy Story?
Not that one, but the
Oh, the new Buzz. The Lightyear. I think it was called Lightyear.
Yeah, with Keke Palmer's in that movie.
Okay, okay.
She plays like the daughter.
Yeah.
So we watching it, and the lady, which is Keke's mama, they move on into the space years. They move down the line. They're like, man, she had a baby with a woman. Mm-hmm. Well, my grandson in the middle of the movie, like, Papa Snoop, how she have a baby with a woman? She a woman. Oh, I didn't come in for this. I just came to watch the goddamn movie. Hey, man, watch the movie. They just said she and she had a baby. They both women. How did she have a baby?
Oh, no.
Shh. The movie ain't over with. So it's like, it's me. I'm scared to go to the movies now. Like, y'all throwing me in the middle of that I don't have an answer for.
Hollywood will have you answering some crazy questions these days.
So it was two older ladies with a child?
Yes.
What if that was your grandchild and they asked you that question, what would you say?
I'd up and walked out of the movie first. And then I would say, that's a load of crap and it's impossible to happen. And I'm sorry that they're making up fantasy crap. We didn't go to a sci-fi movie today, did we? No. Sorry about that. Let's go get some ice cream.
So you don't think two women can have a child?
Say it's adopted.
It's breaking news.
Yeah. They adopted me. That's the easy answer.
Oh. Yeah, the adopted part. Yeah. So, right?
I don't know. Y'all standing on it? It sounds like y'all playing with that. Pause.
No.
I'm not playing with anything.
You went 10 toes down.
Thank you.
And I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'd go with
I appreciate you going 10 toes down.
I would, that's an opinion. I would say the adoption, yeah. I'd say the adoption part.
Okay. Well,
I think avoiding has probably been my overall strategy until they're older, you know, 10 or 11.
To tell them that.
To tell
anything?
Them. Yeah. Well, I mean, just to broach the bedroom conversation in any way.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. Ask
I'm trying to hold that off.
You would explain bedroom stuff to them?
Well, no, I'm trying to hold off until like 6th, 7th grade, until there's like an age where you kind of are curious or understanding romance a little bit more.
Right.
Like the little tiny ones, they're just curious and, you know, I don't think they can fully grasp what we're going to explain to them.
I think now I would just say, hey, let's give old Eric a call and see what he says.
Let's get
Eric on FaceTime.
Yeah.
Hey, Broadus, what are you doing? Oh, Bennett, good to see you. Oh, that's a bunch of BS.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Eric. Want to get ice cream now?
Anytime, Broadus.
I definitely would have said that. Well, maybe it adopted. Maybe the stork dropped it off, kid.
I don't know.
Yeah. Or I don't care. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be afraid to explain what is going on. Yeah. Not in the sense of a bedroom, but these two grandmas live together?
Yeah.
I guess they like each other, fam. And the spook dropped them off a baby.
Yeah.
Next scene.
Because
I think it's kind of lazy to tell, like, to be, I don't want to explain things to my kid. You shouldn't have had a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids are going to ask questions about all types of things. Is the sky blue? Mm-hmm. Why is the water this color? Like, you got to be ready to answer questions when it comes to kids.
My
mom used to do this one thing with me. She used to go, because I say so. And boy, that would leave me in the dark because I thought I had it all figured out. And she would say no or yes or whatever the case may be. And I ask why. And she'd say, because I said so.
Yeah, but
leaving me in the dark to not understand why. And that's a learning moment for me right there.
I get Snoop's frustration.
Get off him. You're hurting him. Get off him.
Yeah.
From yesterday.
Yeah. He's had enough.
He's had enough.
Dad's like, why?
Because I said so.
Yeah.
But like you have, it's all about the expectation. When I go into Buzz, I'm not expecting to have any type of bedroom, birds and the bees, anything conversation after watching that movie.
Right. I wouldn't have the birds and the bees, but I feel you. Maybe you feel the instinct to say, well, I got to go all the way with this conversation because the kid is answering the question.
Yeah. Case by case.
When the movie came out.
Age. It was.
Yeah, it was. I mean, there was a big like LGBTQ conversation about it. And is Disney trying to force this on the younger audience? And I can definitely understand that perspective. Like, you're not necessarily trying to open that up to a 4-year, 5-year-old kid that's going to their first movie.
Yeah. Now, what if the neighbors moved over next door and they got a kid and they're two lesbians?
Yeah, then it, absolutely you have to talk about it now.
Okay.
I mean, that's just assuming, you know, again, the age, when they start asking questions about it, then you got to sit down and have the conversation. And however you approach that conversation, I guess, is up to you and the way that you view things. You can't avoid the reality of the neighbors next to you. Like, you know,
you would say that's why we're putting a for sale sign. Up for
that's why we're getting
no bad
here.
No.
Let me explain this to you.
No, the thing there is, I mean, you would have to show love to those people. You don't treat them any differently, you know, but you also have to explain, like, from my perspective, hey, that ain't the way that we go about things.
Yeah. Boy, it's kind of crazy for me to hear Snoop say these things because I've watched pornos that Snoop produced. I've watched Snoop have women on leashes walking him into the theater at an award show. So
not the best messenger.
Not the best messenger. Shout out to C. Dolores Tucker real quick.
And that includes all this gangster rap and misogynist lyrics. Music that glorifies and promotes violence with guns, knives, or drugs, and denigrates and defames women. And with the release of Snoop Doggy Dogg's debut album, Doggy Style.
Yeah.
Fire.
That includes artwork that is nothing but pornographic smut.
Yes.
Available to any child to go in and buy with the album. And with a record.
I seen that album maybe was it fifth grade for me?
Yeah.
And he had those dogs, you know, talking about the doggy style dogs in there.
Yeah.
And they were in that doghouse, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, that we passed that around the class here. Check the album cover, bro. Check this out.
Yeah.
Snoop is wild, bro. We love Gin and Jill's dog. Gin and Jill.
Everybody with artistic talent was immediately drawing their own versions of it.
Yeah. Oh, it was fire. All right. Damn, I ain't got enough time to get to this last one. I guess I'll put it in a tuck and play it on Friday if we're here. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. My name is Lucius Alexander. That's my time. I'm out. Peace.
There he goes. LA Live with Lucius every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Thank you, sir. That was a lot of fun. We got a proper round tripper coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us?
All right, let's go through some of the Rangers 2026 schedule release. And where's their farm system right now? That's next in the Nation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.